Thank you for listening to Gateway City Church Online today. We hope this message will be a blessing to you and draw you closer to God. Now, let's go into the service for today's message.
Just want Kathy to share something that's on her heart this morning.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Happy New Year. There's something that I've been meditating on, and that is in Isaiah 43:19. And in the first service, I didn't know. I knew that you were going to speak on something new, but I didn't know you were going to start out with this verse. Isaiah 43:19 is at the top of the sheet on the teaching handout there. It says, "Watch for the new thing I'm going to do.
Yeah.
It is happening already. You can see it now." And in another version, it says, "I will even make a way in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert." And on this first day of the new year, you may not feel like a sparkly partier. You might even feel like you're in a dry moment or even in a desert time. But God is so good.
Right. That's right.
He can make a way in the desert. He can make a wilderness. He can make a spring pop up.
Come on,
in our dry
that.
Moments in our life. And I don't know about you, but I love brand new things. One time a few years back, I even got a brand new car. And it was so nice. It was leather seats and everything was power in it. And but one of my kids totaled it. So then I got bumped down to a used Volvo. But that was okay. I love to get brand new things. I love to get, you know, new hairstyles, new this, new that. And that's something natural. But God wants to do something supernatural, supernaturally new in our lives this year. It's not something that we have to conjure up.
Right.
It's not something that we have to make happen. But he wants to do something new
right
inside of our hearts. Something new that we aren't able to do in our own strength.
Yeah, yeah. And he does it. He does it, honey, like you said, in the desert place. It's the empty place. You might feel like, man, I'm empty. I don't know. What's this feeling I have? I feel like I'm in a desert. I feel like I'm empty. Well, that's exactly where God does the new things.
Yeah.
God doesn't fill places that are already full. He fills things that are empty. So we're going to pray for you. We're going to pray that that desert, that that empty place on the inside of you is going to be the exact place. Maybe it's in your family. Maybe it's something going on. Whatever place is empty, God wants to fill it with something new. Will you receive this from the Lord? This is prophetic for you. I want Kathy to pray, and we're just gonna speak a blessing over everyone that hears our voice right now.
Lord, we just want to come into agreement with what you say in your word you're going to do over each and every life that's here this morning. Father, we choose to believe that you're going to do something new in our lives, in our hearts. God, I just pray, God, for the infilling of the power of the Holy Spirit right now,
Lord.
Just to bubble up,
come, Lord.
God, you said
that
the kingdom of God is righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
So, Father, I just pray the peace of God that passes understanding. I pray for the joy of the Lord to bubble up in your people, God.
Yes, Lord.
For the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes,
I thank
God.
You for strengthening your people today in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Beautiful. Thank you, Kathy. Let's tell her how much we love her. Good word. Kathy and I were talking about just how sweet and special it was that we got to have Christmas with you guys. How many of you were at either the New Year's, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day service last week? We were like, okay, we're going to do our services and then we'll go be with our family. But it was, looking back on it, was like, no, that was our family. We had, you know, it happens every 7 years that we get to have combine our Christmas celebration with our church family all at the same time. And Christmas Eve and the musicians and the people that participated, it was a candlelight service. It was awesome. And it was only 45 minutes. And when it was over, nobody left. I thought, it's like, go. And nobody left. I mean, people were just hanging out. Then we had a beautiful service for the bereaved. That, I tell you, that moved people's hearts. And it was such a comfort and such a healing time. And then Christmas morning, we had another beautiful celebration. And I just want to thank all the musicians and the ushers and everybody that that just kind of pulled it together on Christmas Eve and Christmas morning, the sound people, the media people. You guys did a tremendous job. We had a great, great time together, and you really, I don't know, I felt it extra strong. You are our family. God has given us family. We're on three campuses now, Clovis, Santa Rosa, and here in San Jose, but God really has given us a family. And then we had a beautiful Christmas. I hope you did. Did you have a good Christmas? It was nice. And so did we, and it was nice. And then Christmas, see, day after Christmas, we got in our cars, the nine Canis Tracys, myself, my two sons, their wives, and our grandchildren. We got in three cars, separate cars, and drove to the happiest place on earth. We went to Disneyland for Christmas. We had a great, great time, and came back, and just, you know, it's just a very, very special time. So it's been great. 2016, I look back on it. I look back on the happy memories. I look back on the unusual things that happened in our nation, the unusual things that happened in our church, and I say, Lord, what do you have for 2017? 2016 was a year, I have to tell you, that you guys amazed me with your generosity, with your ministry. We had more small groups, more baptisms, more people engaged in ministry than ever before. We're excited to see all of that. We're excited to see people coming to the Lord. That's what our church is really all about. But it's not the pastors really that make that happen. It's the people. And we thank you for everything you've done for this last year. And we are excited and looking forward to some great things ahead for the new year, because this is your year. This is your church. This is your year. This is your time. I believe that. And that scripture that Kathy read, she didn't realize in the first service that was actually the first scripture on our teaching. So let's get into the teaching. She's already started it off. Watch for the new thing I am going to do. It is happening already. You can see it now. Well, I really believe that this is a year for new things. It's a new year. It's a new season. And we should watch and be on the lookout for the new things that God wants to do. I look on the platform today, and I saw two of our youth. I saw our Christian on guitar, and I saw Matthew on drums. And I said, these guys are playing like unbelievable. Let's give those guys a hand. Come on, they did great. God is doing a new thing in worship. God is doing a new thing in small groups. He's doing a new thing in prayer. Pastor John's got this Gateway Healing Network coming up 2 weeks from today, right? That kicks off, and that's going to be a monthly healing, prophetic, and freedom service. So notice the place that you need a prophetic word, or you need healing prayer, or you need a touch in your body. Every month, we're going to have a special service and a time for you. I believe that thousands of people are going to be touched in those services over the course of years. And so we're excited about all the new things that God is doing. But as great as 2016 was, I believe God has more for us in 2017. And I believe that a huge key for how we get into everything that God wants to do in the new year is found in the word, a simple word, a six-letter word, the word pursue. Would you say that with me? Pursue. So pursue 2017. The idea is you don't get what you hope for. You don't get what you dream for. You don't even get what you deserve. Here's what you get. You get what you pursue. You get what you reach for. You get what you go for in life. And I believe the key, if you're asking the question this morning, like, what is this new year going to be like? Well, the answer really depends on you. The answer really depends on the pursue factor in your life. Because I've noticed that in my life, when I sit still and I just sort of wait for things to come to me, not much happens. But when I get up on my feet and I start taking steps of faith, even if I don't know what I'm doing, even if I don't know which way to go, I get moving and I start pursuing things. If I want to get a degree, I pursue it. If I want to be married, I pursue it. If I want to start a business, I pursue it. Those blessings and those good things in your life, and even the anointing in ministry, you say, I believe God wants to use me in ministry. Well, what are you doing about it? Well, I'm just sitting and waiting. I'm not doing anything. Well, you want to be in ministry? Yeah, I don't even go to church. What? Oh, yeah, I just, you know, God's going to do it. What? Dude, it's time to get it in gear. It's time to pray. It's time to attend. It's time to get connected. It's time to get involved. You got to pursue something if you really want it. So I think pursue is a big, important word for us that I want us to keep in our hearts. And all through this year, we'll be talking about kind of coming back to that word pursue now and again. It's a big word for us this month as we pursue in prayer. Now, January, if you've been a part of our church for any time at all, you might be aware that January is a time where we just really give the whole month to prayer, fasting, seeking God. You've heard in the announcements about a few special services, Fresh Fire, and you've heard about our all-church prayer service that we have every Saturday from 6 to 8. Let me challenge you guys to double down in the area of prayer. Let's really pray in January. Let's pursue what God has for us. In the month of January, about the 15th of the month, we're going to kick off a week of prayer and fasting. We're going to do chain fasting. Different people will take a day. There'll be dozens, hundreds of people probably involved, scores of people involved in covering a seven-day span where we just fast and do a kind of a Jericho boom, just a powerful thrust together of prayer and fasting. I don't know if you've ever fasted before, but if you go without food for a day, you will not die, I promise you. But something can happen in your heart. And many people have fasted greater lengths than that. Find out about prayer. Find out about fasting and get involved. Begin to pursue. In February, we're going to begin a new series together called Pursue. It's going to be a six-week message series that our pastors are collaborating on right now. We're writing the messages right now. These messages are going to be on all of our all three campuses. Actually, a fourth location that I'll tell you about in just a moment will also be doing these messages. You're going to get a book called Pursue, and the subtitle is You Get What You Go For. And we're going to talk about how to pursue holiness. We're going to talk about how to pursue the presence of God. If you're a person that says, man, I'm not feeling the presence of God in my life, you can pursue God's presence. You can pursue freedom. You can pursue ministry and calling and anointing. You remember Elisha said to Elijah, I want your ministry. And Elijah said, boy, get away from me. You're bothering me. And Elisha said, I'm sticking with you. I'm going to follow you where I'm going to pursue you. Because I want something that is on your life. I tell you, this key of pursuit is very, very important. And Jesus taught us this. He said, if you seek, you will find. If you knock, it will be open. And he said, when you pray, pray without ceasing. Don't stop until you get the breakthrough. So God wants to awaken pursuit in us. And I think we're going to give you some room to run in 2017, to let your faith run, let your ministry run, let your vision run, let your creativity run, and to really pursue the things that God has for us. But then also, there's something that I'm excited about for the new year, which was not on my schedule, was not on my preaching plan or really on my radar, but God put it there. A few weeks ago, actually, a couple of months ago, I entered into a conversation with a congregation in Modesto, a small congregation whose pastor is relocating. This is about 65, 70 people. Their pastor is basically moving away. It's the Lord. It's a good thing. He's not doing anything wrong, but it's leaving them in a pickle. And let me just walk you through this story so that you'll know. I've been talking to our elders about this, and we as a staff have been praying. Now I want to bring you into this story. So a call for help has come from Modesto. In the fall of 2016, the leaders of Shiloh Church in Oakland approached yours truly. Shiloh Church Modesto was struggling. Its pastor was relocating, The small but faithful congregation needed the kind of covering and help that Gateway could provide. There you see a picture of their location. It's on Oakdale Road, 3330 Oakdale Road, right on a main thoroughfare in the city of Modesto. There you see the inside of their church building. It's a really nice setup. It's a great little setup there for that congregation. But they don't have a pastor, and they're reaching out to us because they understand that we pastor churches in different cities. So let's continue. We have responded to the call in November and December. Our leaders began praying and building relationship with their leaders. They're an amazing group, full of love and full of potential. Pastor Sean and Elma Hughes and their leadership team are faithful and committed. They've really clicked with our team. Now, at the top there, you see this was about 3 weeks ago. Pastor Jenny and Albert and Kathy and I, we went up to have a sit down with the elders of this congregation. Again, they're losing their pastor. And you see Pastor Sean and Elma. He has been like the assistant pastor of the church, but he has a full-time job, and they would need help and they would need resource in order to be able to pull off doing a full-service church, a really a growing church that wins souls and reaches lives. They would feel very short-handed in that goal without our help. So we went up to meet with them and talk to them, and I tell you, you know how you just click with some people? You can ask Pastor Albert and Jenny. You can ask Kathy. We just clicked. I mean, we've been talking for weeks and weeks to Pastor Sean and Elma and just explaining how we do things, and he's been following us. Matter of fact, Pastor Sean has known our church for many years. He received the baptism of the Holy Spirit in our church. And little did we know that years later we would kind of be reunited. So he's been kind of following our ministry, and that's one reason why they're so anxious for a relationship with us. But the leaders there, they're young, they're excited, they're dedicated, they're ready to go. So we continue the story. Cover Modesto. Now, God is leading us to get involved. Gateway City Church has a plan to love, resource, and lead the people of Shiloh Modesto into a better future. We're going to help them, all right? We want to get involved on some level. Our culture, I mean, this is us. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we do. Our culture is inspiring, transform lives. We have a call to cities. I mean, I didn't see this coming, but here's something that's now front and center, and I can't really see us turning our back and saying, well, you don't have a church, and you probably won't make it if you don't get help. Have a nice life. I don't really see us doing that. I see us embracing and loving and helping them on some level. The question on the table is how? How will God lead us to work together to inspire, transform lives in Modesto? One possibility is that we would nurture them for a period of time, and they would remain Shiloh Modesto. They would just be what they are. They're a independent church. Another option, the one that they are asking for, is that they could hook in with us and become one of our campuses. That eventually, in the course of time, after we get to know them and we're working together and it's healthy and it's strong, that they would become, perhaps by Easter, Resurrection Sunday, that they would become Gateway City Church Modesto. Now, you already know that we have Gateway City Church Clovis. We have Gateway City Church San Jose. That's where you are. Welcome. Didn't mean to wake you. And then and then we have Gateway City Church in Santa Rosa. Now, these are not video venues. I just want to make sure you understand this. This is not just like an empty room where we just show my videos. These are real pastors. We have pastoral teams. They preach the messages. We write the messages together. They preach. They minister. They love each other. It's one culture. It's one church. It's one eldership in three locations. And we've learned how to do this. We've been doing this for 2 years, and we've made some mistakes in getting it going, but we're actually getting pretty good at it. We're learning how to be one church in multiple locations. So Modesto hears about this, and they say, hey, can we have a seat at this table? Because our DNA and our vision is exactly what you're doing. And I'm like, whoa, dude, back up. Not really. No, I'm saying, okay, let's pray. And I'm ready to hear what God has to say, but I want to make sure, you know, let's have a nice engagement time before we get married, if that makes sense. So we are going to help them, and we're going to walk with them all the way through January and all the way through February. And I think after a few months of flowing together, I think they're going to know us better, and we're going to know them better, and we're going to make sure that the click is still there and that this is a God thing. How many understand what I'm talking about? So we'll give it a couple of months, but either way, we're going to help them. I told this church, I told the leaders, you're not alone. No matter what happens, we're not just going to turn our backs. You know, there's a baby on the porch. We're just going to slam the door. We're going to do something here to help you out. And if it's God's will that you become Gateway Modesto, then God will speak to us, he'll speak to me, he'll speak to our elders, he'll speak to all of us, all the people in Modesto, and it'll just feel like the right thing. So right now the question is, how will God cause us to work together? And we go to the final slide. This project that we have called Cover Modesto is a way for us to bridge this gap, to come in with some love and some care, with some prayer, with some leadership. They badly need leadership. They need resourcing. They need a little bit of financial help. They're kind of behind financially. They just need a push right now to get to a better place because their pastor is moving away, and they still want to reach their city. So here's what it is. Cover Modesto is a project designed to give Shiloh Modesto the boost they need in order to move with strength into God's plan for their future. Our prayers, love, financial support, and leadership will make a vital impact for the kingdom of God. Please jump in. How do you jump in? You pray. Please pray with us about this. This is your project. This is your church. Please give today in the offering and any time in the month of January. This is our project. We want to get a few things done for them to set them up to do much, much better in the new year. And while we're walking together, they've got bills to pay. So we want to come and give them a little bit of extra help. If you want to mark your envelope, that way you can do that and visit them. They're located at 3330 Oakdale Road. And if you've got friends in the Modesto area, we're actually going to be having a few special services at the Modesto site in the month of January and February. So we're kind of cooking up some good things. Everybody say new things. See, this was not something on our strategic plan or on our calendar or whatever. It's just that it's a need. It's an opportunity. To me, it's a God thing. It's something the Lord wants us to look at. And sometimes the Lord tests us to see where our heart is, to see where our love is. Are we a door slammer? Or are we a heart opener? You know, we could say, look, you know, do your best. If the church closes, you know, sometimes that happens. Or we could say, hey, we're going to be here for you. What I think we are, what I know about us, is that we're the kind of people that say, we're down for this. We're going to get involved, and we're going to help this church win. How many of you are already on board with helping this church win? Can we get behind that a little bit? So pray. And I'd say, and if it's God's will, I'm not prepared to say today what God's will is, but if it is God's will, if we discover in the fullness of time that we are called to be one church, then what that will mean is perhaps as early as Easter or Resurrection Sunday this year, that Gateway City Church would be one church in four locations. Wouldn't that be something? And I'm not talking about little, you know, showing a video church. I'm talking about a place where the Word of God is preached in power and hands are laid on. And there's actual, I mean, the same kind of ministry that you see here now going on in three cities would be happening in four. Let's really pray about that. And let's believe God for new things. Amen? Now, actually, the message that I'm going to start in a minute, because I haven't started preaching yet, by the way, so got plenty of time here today. It's going to be a short message. But the message that I'm going to preach to you in just a minute, we're recording this message so it will be played in Modesto so that because they are a little shorthanded right now. So I'm going to be a guest speaker in their church next Sunday by video. So what you're hearing today is going to be played. So in a minute, I want you guys to wave and greet the folks at Modesto, okay? We'll turn the cameras on you, and I want your love to be felt in Modesto, all right? So I'll get started real professional-like. And then this message will minister to them next Sunday, complete with Christmas decorations and everything. But hey, you know what? This is how it goes, all right? So when I say, hello, Modesto, or God bless you, Modesto, the cameras are going to go on you. I want you guys to go bananas and just wave at them and tell them you love them and shout your name and say, hey, Modesto, 209, all right? You know, give it a... All right, okay. All right, good morning. Well, good morning, Modesto. Good morning, San Jose. We're going to get into the Word of God this morning. And I've just been, if you're watching from Modesto, I've just been telling our church about what a wonderful group you are and how God has connected us over the last few weeks. And they're already feeling great about helping you and loving you and being involved in Project Modesto. So before we get into the message, I would like you and Modesto to say hello to San Jose, and I would like San Jose to be able to say hello to you. So San Jose, let's say hello to Shiloh Modesto. All right, yay! We love you guys. All right. Thank you, church. We are praying, and we know that God is about to do something new. Let's take our teaching outline. We just read the scripture, but I'll read it again. It's Isaiah 43, verse 19. This is a message for you in Modesto. This is my message for the new year to everyone listening to my voice. Isaiah 43, verse 19. Watch for the new thing that I am going to do. It is happening already. You can see it now. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to jump to the fourth chapter of Exodus, because here's a story that reveals a principle that I believe is going to be important for us in entering into everything that God has for us in the new year. Exodus chapter 4, verses 10 through 12. Moses said to the Lord, "No, Lord, don't send me." Now, let me just stop right now and encourage you that if the Lord is trying to send you to do something, do not follow Moses' example. Because he said to God, imagine saying to God, no. That is not a bright way to start off the new year. But let's get into this and see how it turns around. He said, no, Lord, don't send me. I have never, everyone say never.
Never.
I have never been a good speaker, and I haven't become one since you began to speak to me. I'm a poor speaker, slow and hesitant. The Lord said to him, who gives man his mouth? Who makes him deaf or dumb? Who gives him sight or makes him blind? It is I, the Lord. Now, everyone say now.
Now,
now go. I will help you to speak, and I will tell you what to say. There are three big words that I hope you're paying attention to in the first couple of minutes of this message. The first word is never. Everyone say never.
Never.
That's not a good word. The second word is now. Everyone say now.
Now.
See, because when you say never, God says now. Learn that. Never, now. And then there's one more word, and that word is new. Everyone say new. Say never.
Never.
Say now.
Now.
Say new. Now, those are three words that carry a mindset. Actually, those are three lifestyles, if you want to know the truth. Three perspectives on life. The perspective of never, the mindset and perspective of now, and then the mindset and perspective of new. And as we enter into this new year, I want to say to you that God wants to get you out of your never and into your now so that you can enter into your new. God wants to get you out of your never and into your now so that you can enter into the new. You see, God had something that he was planning to do with Moses. Moses, I want you to set my people free. And Moses says, never. See, it's not that Moses was a bad man. He loved God, but he had a mindset. He had a perspective that was driving his responses, that was driving his decisions. And that perspective was never. I never could speak. I never could do it. You see, God, I have this thing called a past. I have an experience. And my experience is telling me that I cannot do what you are asking me to do. That's called the never. And God flips Moses around and said, boy, don't talk to me about your mouth and don't ever say the word never to me because I'm the one that created your mouth. I can cut the string on your mouth and I can have you prophesying in 10 seconds. I will be with you. This ain't about you, Moses. I'm trying to do something bigger than just you. Stop. That's another problem with never is it's just about me. God says, I'm trying to do something bigger than you. And your never is getting in my way. Your past, your experience, and your concept of yourself, this dominant view. See, the never perspective was keeping Moses from entering into the new thing that God wanted. So God had to adjust him and get him out of his never and into his now. Now, every one of us has experienced a place in our life, a frustrating place in our life called never. And I want to share a few perspectives on never. Maybe for you, 2016 was a never year. Maybe it was a year of bad experiences and difficulties. But God wants to, like with Moses, God wants to move you out of your never into a now so that you can enter into a place called new. Now, what is this place called never? I think never, first of all, is a place of impossibility. I think what Moses was saying when he said, I never could speak. I've never been able to do this. I think what he was saying is, Lord, I get that you're calling me, but this is not, I can't, this is impossible. Because I'm looking at my past, I'm looking at my experience, and I'm seeing that I was never a good speaker, so I'm saying no. And God goes to work on this impossibility thing in Moses, and he says, look, you're telling me it's impossible, but I'm the one who creates a mouth. I'm the one, this is not about your limitation. This is not about your disability. This is about my ability. That never, the dream that will never come true, the ability that will never be, the success that will never attain. My family has never, people like me have never, people my age could never, people with my track record could never, right? And that becomes like a dominant perspective. And it becomes like a prison to hold you back. God wants to bust you out of never. And that place of impossibility. Never is also a place of regrets. It's a place where we say the word never and I think Moses was almost regretting, maybe feeling sorry for himself. Just a place of regrets. I never took the time. I never got the break. I never earned a degree. I never met the right person. I never did get married. I never did enter into the ministry. I never did start my business. I should have, but it just never happened. See, that's also a prison. And God says, who do you think is writing the story of your life? I can turn your life around just that fast. Don't talk to me about impossibilities, and don't talk to me about your regrets, because though you might have made mistakes, I can give you 1,000 second chances. My mercies are new every morning. So your regrets are not enough to hold you back. Worst of all, never is a place where we get stuck. Never is the place that we just can't move out of. We just get stuck in that place called never. That's what the never perspective is all about. Never moving forward. Never getting a break. Never reaching the goal. You're just stuck. You just go around and around, immobilized, paralyzed. But you want to know what the biggest problem with never is? It's not that it's impossible. It's not that it's a place of regret. It's not that it's a place that you get stuck in. Here's the biggest problem with never. Here's the biggest problem. Never isn't working for 2017. Never is not going to help you to do better in 2017. Never is never going to help you. That mindset, that perspective that says, never, 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 if you stay in that, your never is going to last forever. But if you open up your mind to a different perspective, one called now, that will lead you to a place called new and really get you out of never and into the new. If you are open to change, 2017 will be very different for you. People say, Pastor David, prophesy. Is 2017 going to be a great year or is it going to be a terrible year? Yes. Absolutely. Positively. What? No, it's going to be great and it's going to be terrible. It's going to be great for people that get out of never. And it's going to be terrible for people that stay stuck. Because you see, God wants to do something new. And here's the truth, the ball is in your court. If I could prophesy to you about 2017, this is what I would say to you. It's your move. If you pursue, a man said to Jesus, nobody ever, never helps me to get to the water when the water is troubled and I can't be healed. He was saying, what was he saying? He was saying, never. And Jesus said, get up and start moving. Now do this. Tell your neighbor right next to you, get up and start moving in 2017. Because you can stay by the pool. You can stay by the pool of your sorrow and your self-pity and my people never get a break and people my age never get a break and women never get a break and people from California never get a break and everything, all the reasons why it can never happen. Or you can lay by that pool for another year if you choose to, and it'll be a terrible year. Or you can stand up, pick up your bed, and start walking. You can pursue the thing that God is doing. And it's amazing what will happen if you just take the littlest step. I feel like I could prophesy right now over every one of you. Like I could put my arm around you and say, look, it's time to get moving in 2017. Because you're waiting and you're hoping and you're wishing and you're dreaming. And you got to start doing. Because you don't get what you hope for. You don't get what you dream for. You don't get what you deserve. You get what you go for. You get what you pursue. Now, when God is putting something in front of you and he says, this is what I want to do with you, don't say never. Say, yes, sir, I will do it. I will do it. How many of you are with me? See, with man, it's impossible. But with God, what? All things are possible. It says at the end of history, this broken, disastrous, messed up, disease-ridden, war-filled, hate-filled world that has been nothing but a never. And Jesus pronounces this. Check it, y'all. I've made everything new. Now, if the God who uttered that can change the world, he can sure change your life. So if you're stuck in a place called never, it's because you've chosen it. Maybe you didn't realize that you were choosing it, but now you have a chance to move into a better place. Look, I get this. I know how painful it is when people walk out on you. I know how difficult it is when you have a reverse. I've been there. I've been through financial reverses. I've had people walk out of my life. I understand that. That's real. But here's what I want to say to you. Don't exaggerate the power of your past. It happened. It hurt. It was tragic. But it cannot control your future unless you let it. Divorce hurts. Bankruptcy hurts. Those things are real. But your life is not over. Your life is only over if you're committed to the never. I never got that break. It never happened for me. Nothing good never happens to me. Let the Spirit of God break you free from that and bring you into a brand new place. Don't exaggerate the power of your past. Let it go. Jesus has something new. Now, can we move quickly to the place called now? Are you done with never? I'm done with it. Just be free of it right now. Just shake it off right now. I'm done with it. Let's move to now. Because the music is playing now. And it is now time to go. All right. Look at Romans. You'll catch this quickly. Romans 13. And do this, knowing the time that what? Now. Now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now your salvation is nearer than when you first believed. There's something about now. There's something anointed about now. There's something, a breakthrough about now. Look at Hebrews 4:7. He designates a certain day. Listen to me. Maybe today is your certain day. Maybe God has designated today for you. He designates a certain day, saying in David, today, after such a long time, it has been said, today, after such a long time, we now hear the Lord saying, today, now. Yes. Now is the time that you will hear his voice. Do not harden your hearts. If you want the new, you got to make the right choice in your now. Now, here's what I want to say to us. 5 minutes, we're going to close this service. Your past is real. 2016 is real. It all happened. But it cannot control your future. Because if you'll break the power of never, you can stand in a place called now, today. God is giving you a 365-page book, and every page is empty. He's giving it to you right now. And he's saying, let's write a new story now. It's not about yesterday. It's about right now. Because here's something that you might not know, but today is more powerful than your past as a determiner of what comes next. You say, what's gonna shape my new year? Is it my past? Actually, what will shape your future more than anything is what you do right now. Because what you do right now can open up a brand new chapter and a brand new time in your life. Can I give you one more verse, one more scripture? Am I doing well enough to get 2 minutes additional from you? All right. Only if you insist. All right, Deuteronomy 30. This is for you. Now, listen. Today, I'm giving you a choice between life and death, between prosperity and disaster. Today, I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessing and curses. Now, I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice that you make. Oh, that you would choose life, that you and your descendants might live. You can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and committing yourself firmly to him. Say this last part with me. This is the key to your life. What is the key to your life? What's the key to your life? The key to your life is not what happened in the past. The key to your life is today. Amen. It's now. And God gives you the choice. He comes to Moses and he says, Moses, I want to use you. I want to raise you up. I got something to do for you. You're going to help some people. I got a plan here. Moses says, never. I've got a past. God says, I'll remove your past. I'll remake you. I just need a yes from you. God says, now I want you to obey me. And then he says in Deuteronomy, today is the day. Today I call on you to make a choice. If you choose me today, I'm going to bless you and bring you into prosperity. So really the most powerful person in your life is not the devil. Most powerful person in your life is not Obama. It's not Trump. It's not your boss. It's not your spouse. The most powerful person in your life is you. Why? Because you're the one that gets to choose. What do I choose? I choose God. When do I choose him? Now. And that changes the story. You move from never to now, and then you get into the new. And God says, walk with me, and I'll take you places you've never been before. I'll show you things you've never seen before. I'll do miracles, and it won't just be for you, it'll be for everybody around you. It'll be for your family and for your descendants forever. I tell you, we serve an amazing God. Would you just lift your hands and bless the Lord? Just say, Lord, I choose you now. I choose you now. Lord Jesus, we just come before you on this, at this beginning of this new year. And we want to make the decision, Lord, to step out of our never and to step into the new that you have for us. Old things have passed away. And all things are becoming new. Lord, do a work deep in our hearts. Jesus, we say yes to you. Jesus, we open our hearts to you. Save us, heal us, deliver us, set us free, Lord, and bring us into all that you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you give the Lord a hand clap this morning? Come on, hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Thank you for what you're doing. And we're going to receive the offering and we're going to worship here, and then I want to come back and close the service in just a minute. As you give today, I know it's in your heart to give because you want to see people's lives changed. Let's think about Modesto. Let's think about the mission of our church. Let's think about the opportunities that we have. Let's think about the goodness of God. Amen. Give as the ushers serve you, and as you worship, let your praise just arise. Amen.
Things that we thought were dead are breathing in life again. You cause your sun to shine on darkest nights. For all you've done, for all that you've done, we will pour out our love. This will be
not begin to thank you, Lord, for setting us free. We think about our brokenness and all of our hurts and our pains and our failures, all the nevers. But you bring us into the new. Lord, we praise you. Do that across this room. Do it across our online listeners, Lord. Do it in the cafe. It's your mighty Holy Spirit. I tell you, God is still working in this room. He's still working in this room. Lord, we praise you for your goodness. This really will be a new year. It really will be a different story this year. Lord, you're going to do amazing things with us. We're believing you again. We're trusting you again for all that you've spoken and promised to us. Thank you, Lord. Just receive it. Just receive it. I want to invite our prayer teams to come. Sometimes you just need to check in with somebody. You need to connect. And I want to just invite a few of our elders and intercessors to come. If you need help with your new life in Christ, if you want to make a decision for Jesus, if you need healing prayer, some folks are going to be up here. If you didn't get a bulletin, please grab one. These are connection points just to help you stay connected. Inside this month's bulletin is the details about Modesto and Cover Modesto. Thank you for your help with that. Also, our staff has prepared something as a New Year's gift for you. It's on your chair. It says Pursue 2017. Don't leave that. Take that. Tuck it into your Bible. Put it on your refrigerator. Keep it on your dashboard, whatever. And use those blank lines as an opportunity over the next few days, over the next few weeks, to begin to write in some things that you know you need to start taking some steps toward. Don't ask God to do it for you. Say, Lord, in 2017, I'm going to pursue ministry. I'm going to pursue a better marriage. I'm going to pursue better health. Begin to put those things down and make this your prayer card for the whole year. And let's believe God that as we go for it, we're going to get it. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, you get what you go for, not what you deserve. All right. So it's time to go for it. It's time to walk that walk of faith. Amen. Now lift your hands, y'all. I'm going to bless you. Father, I thank you for your people. I just release the grace to pursue. I pray for clarity in every decision, direction. I thank you for releasing us from the sadness of 2016 and giving us joy unspeakable and full of glory, that life of pursuing Jesus as never before. Bless your people. Through Christ I pray. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Happy New Year to you guys. I love you all. I'm glad we could be together. Shake hands. Love each other. If you need prayer, come on and check in with our prayer teams right here. God bless you. You're dismissed.
We pray today's message ministered to you. If you want to accept Jesus into your life, we'd like to help you get started on your walk with Him. You may reach Gateway City Church at 408-281-7900. If we can help you in any way, please call today. One of our